Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm wanting you to not panic over your intrusive thoughts. I'm bringing intrusive thoughts up again. I know we talk about them here and there, but they are such an issue with so many people that I thought I'm just going to make another episode about the intrusive thoughts so that those of you who may not have run into those other shows yet will be able to get the message, get the bit of relief, or at the very least, to not panic over your intrusive thoughts. They don't really mean anything about you. They are simply random, unwanted thoughts. And the big news that I want you to hear is that they happen to everyone. And most people brush them off in such a way they don't even think about it. They probably look at you like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't have things like that. Because we all have thoughts that go through us. They come, they go, but they're meaningless. So we don't pay any attention to them. And you will get there eventually too. So I want you to have faith. Most people just brush them off unless you're somebody that struggles with anxiety, high stress, PTSD, or OCD, those type of things. Those people will be attaching more meaning to these random, unwanted thoughts that are happening. Now, having a thought doesn't mean that you will act on it. It doesn't mean it's who you are, was the first piece, and it doesn't mean that you will act on it. This is really what starts to feed the cycle of the intrusive thought, is that you have a meaningless, random, unwanted thought. You think that means you're going to do that thought or be involved with that thought, or that thought is who you are, and so you get afraid because these thoughts are, they're like cuckoo. They don't make sense. They're not anything that is normal in your life. That's why they shake you up so much, because it's not you. It's not something you would act on. But for that split second in your day where you are highly stressed, your OCD is acting up, or you are having anxiety about some other issues in your life, and then that thought comes through and it scares you because you are at that point vulnerable and you give it some credence. There is some part of you that believes something in that thought. Now listen, your brain can learn that these thoughts are not dangerous, and it can eventually learn to let them go pass by like they do with other people versus scare you or send you into a panic. Because that's what we do. We start that cycle by being afraid of these thoughts, by believing them, by even thinking they have a seed of truth or they have some underlying meaning that you're supposed to glean from it. So you spend time with it. You coddle it. You give it a lot of attention. You try to figure it out. Where did it come from? None of that is helpful. So we want to stop feeding the thoughts by paying less attention to them. Now, you don't want to try to push it away. You don't want to get angry that it came up, because this is going to happen. It's just part of things that we don't understand about how the brain and the mind work. These two beautiful entities inside of us that we don't know exactly how it all works, right? So we want to stop feeding the thoughts with our attention. We want to acknowledge it, and then we want to move on. What we don't want to do is try to push it away or make them go away. What you want to do is use mindfulness, bring yourself back into the present moment, back to your senses again, right? You want to be using your sight, your hearing, your sense of smell, your taste, your ability to feel texture. So come back to your senses and stay in the present moment. Self-harm thoughts are one of the many kind of varieties of intrusive thoughts. So what are some of the other ones? Self-harm thoughts, because that's the thing where we say things like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to lose control, right? I'm going to do something ridiculous, like embarrass myself or hurt myself, right? This one is about self-harm. So it would be, I'm going to do something that's going to cause me harm. Another one is the fear of hurting somebody else, right? We often have that. Many people are very afraid. What if I do something bad to someone else? What if I hurt these people that are in my family? What if I hurt these people that are out on the street? I have heard people's intrusive thoughts, and they are amazing how vivid and frightening they can be. But these people have never done any of those things or even come close to doing any of those things, and neither will you. These thoughts would not scare you if they were who you are and the kinds of things you do. They're frightening because they're so foreign. The other types you can have are, you can have sexual intrusive thoughts, you can have immoral or blasphemous intrusive thoughts, you can have self-doubts and the fear of making mistakes. This is the part of embarrassing yourself, that you're going to do something that was totally out of character for you as far as making a mistake in your life. And then there are the health intrusive thoughts, which are super duper common too. The fear of getting sick, the fear of taking a medication, whether it was prescribed for you or something that, you know, was over the counter that you know would help you in that moment. Many people with health related intrusive thoughts go to take a medication and then they get afraid that you're going to hurt yourself by taking that medication. It's all around health. It could be a fear of getting sick. Again, COVID really brought a lot of this to the forefront for people. These thoughts, we latch onto them because they're so scary and they're so foreign to us. We had not been thinking those kinds of things before. So I want you to just know that there are so many different varieties of these kinds of thoughts that yours that you're having are not that unusual. The imaginative ones, I have heard of very big flights of fancy that are in their imagination. Everything's fine, and then it turns into an intrusive thought. There's something that just goes totally wrong, and it's a very scary thing all of a sudden. They turn the story into something frightening. Why? Again, we'll go back to the beginning of the show when I said it is about the fact that you are either already anxious or you're in a stressful situation. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's PROLON life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So let's see where these intrusive thoughts might be coming from, right? Whether they're just totally imaginative driven intrusive thoughts or something that's close to your heart. They are bizarre and they are unwanted and they're random. You don't even know, like, where did that come from? And so I want you to remember as we're going on here that people have these. Most people have these, but they don't know they have them because they don't pay any attention to them. It's something that comes and goes. They don't give it any attention or coddle it in any way. Our intrusive thoughts occur spontaneously, and they contain normally highly emotional content. We often would never consider behaving in the ways or acting on these thoughts, but the thought itself still has that seed of worry, distress, and it can really interfere with your daily life. They are easily brought on by stress, by anxiety, or even hormonal shifts. So obviously, people who are listening to this show are struggling already with anxiety and stress, and maybe you are having hormonal issues also. That could be possible. So we kind of see here, it's kind of like, I'd be surprised if you didn't have intrusive thought here and there. Maybe you didn't even care about it, so you let it go. That is awesome. And that's where everyone can get to. So you don't have to feel like you have to live with these forever. You have to learn how to cope with them and learn how to handle them when they come up. Eventually, as you bring down your stress, your anxiety, and if you're dealing with hormonal issues, you can deal with that too, and be able to not be so prone to having these random unwanted thoughts that are so disturbing to all of us. You're not the only one that's disturbed by these thoughts. Believe me when I tell you, because I have listened to so many people's intrusive thoughts. If I told them to you, you would be surprised and shocked by them. But we're all different, so we make our own. It has to be something that's going to be random, unwanted, and scary to us, not to somebody else. So remind yourself that thoughts are simply just thoughts, and there is no need to fear them or act on them, because people don't act on their intrusive thoughts. They are afraid of their intrusive thoughts. So remember again that these are unimportant, and you don't need to indulge them. I want you to recognize the intrusive thought, and then I want you to acknowledge it. So we don't want to brush it off like it doesn't mean anything to us and we're going to push it away and now we're putting it in this box. No, just want to, you want to recognize it. Just say there's a thought. You don't even have to call it an intrusive thought or an unwanted thought. There's a thought. And then you get to consider whether it's a helpful thought or an unhelpful thought, rather than ruminating and distressing on the details of it. If it's not a helpful thought, you will begin to just move on to the next thought. We're thinking all day long. And so we don't need to grab a hold of this one and get more details on it. We can just consider, is this something that's helpful or not? And then we can consider moving on. Consider the thought and then move on. And how do we move on? You find an activity that you want to engage your mind with. Now, you may already be doing something, so then that's perfect. Let's say you are washing the dishes, and then this wild thought comes up, and it frightens you, so you feel like, oh no, I'm grabbing onto it. Just shift. Notice that that is a thought that is not helpful. I'm washing dishes, and go back to washing dishes. But really dive deeply. Use your mindfulness. Dive deeply into what you are doing, washing the dishes. Feel the temperature of the water. Notice the bubbles. Feel the soap, the squeakiness of the plates, the rinsing. Notice what you are doing. Be there with it. Use your mindfulness. And if you were not doing anything in particular, well, then go do something, maybe even something physical if you would like. Many people have used exercise or walking or running or yoga as a way to move out of thinking that was unhelpful to them. Acknowledge that the emotions that are present when these thoughts come up, it got you triggered, right? You got feeling a little afraid. And give yourself the room to know that feeling came up, but that was just because of a thought, and that as you become more comfortable and less stressed and less anxious, that these thoughts will come up less often. They will not be bombarding you. And so you can just see it as, this is what comes sometimes when I am highly stressed. Let that be a trigger to you that, oh, maybe I am kind of stressed about things. Let me think about that. Maybe I haven't taken care of myself or given myself enough space today to let my nervous system calm down and to spend some time in my parasympathetic side of my nervous system. It can just be a signal that you're stressed out. I can highly recommend engaging in meditation and, you know, guided meditations if you like. Sit, let your mind go to that relaxed place, not particularly when the intrusive thought comes up, but on a regular basis you need to be doing that. That's a daily practice. Your meditation, whether it be silent or guided, be sure to spend time there every day. Remember, you can start with as little as 2 or 3 minutes and build yourself up. It's a beautiful way to engage the parasympathetic nervous system where intrusive thoughts don't come bombarding you. Remind yourself that your thoughts can be illogical and they don't necessarily have a hidden meaning. I want you to remember that. No hidden meaning here. They're thoughts that scare you because they're not who you are and they're not things you would do. So just to recap, acknowledge your thoughts without judgment, okay? Don't be hard on yourself. That only feeds the stress. Be aware of thought distortions. The mind does this. It has all kinds of distorted thoughts. Be aware that they come. Allow the thought to pass through, using observation instead of panic. So observe it, acknowledge it, but there's no need to panic. The panic will only feed the stress, which feeds the intrusive thoughts. Use affirmations or mantras when you have an intrusive thought. It's a good way to shift into thinking something else, into something that you want to spend time with versus an unwanted thought. And remember that having intrusive thoughts does not mean that there is something wrong with you. I really hope that today's show was helpful because I understand the heaviness of carrying these intrusive thoughts around. I had them myself for a brief amount of time. I didn't have them a lot, but they can wiggle in. And actually, I have had times since I've been here in Hawaii, I know because I was here when I had that, you know, where something really wacky would come up. Like I was standing on the edge of a cliff with a beautiful shoreline way down below. And the thought went through, well, what if I jumped? Well, what if I did? Like, that's not something I would do. And the thought came and the thought went because the mind does what the mind does. And maybe I was nervous about something. Maybe I was anxious about something or I had a lot of stress on me. Or maybe I just noticed one of those random unwanted thoughts. It wasn't anything I was thinking about doing on a conscious level. And it wasn't anything that I had to feed. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to get scared of it or panic. I could just let it go. I hope this show has been helpful for you. Again, I do understand how uncomfortable these thoughts can be, but you really don't need to panic over your intrusive thoughts. And now for today's quote. A great many worries can be diminished by realizing the unimportance of the matter which is causing anxiety. And that's from Bertrand Russell. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.
I'd like to invite you to our exclusive group coaching membership. It's an opportunity to join a community of like-minded individuals that are committed to achieving their personal goal of living with more peace and calm. Our membership program offers you the chance to connect with a group of individuals who are dedicated to clearing their chronic stress, anxiety, and panic while living with joy. You'll have the opportunity to participate in live group coaching sessions with me. By becoming a member, you also gain access to exclusive resources and materials designed to support your healing, well-being, and growth. These include skill sheets, access to all the Anxiety Coaches Podcast episodes ad-free, and perhaps the most significant benefit of our membership program is the support and accountability that comes from being part of a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving towards similar goals. You'll be able to share your experiences and insights with coaches and group members, receive feedback and advice, and build relationships with people who share your desire to live with freedom from anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts. Start overcoming anxiety today and make it last a lifetime. Sign up for our group coaching membership today and take the first step toward unlocking your full potential for more peace and calm. Go to acpgroupcoaching.com. I'd love to see you in the group. acpgroupcoaching.com. The link is in the show notes.